USA Radio News.
The House January 6th committee held its third public hearing of the month with a focus on the pressure campaign on then-Vice President Mike Pence.
The former president wanted Pence to reject the votes and either declare Trump the winner or send the votes back to the states to be counted again.
Vice Chair Liz Cheney, in her closing statement, previewed evidence still to come, promising information in the next hearing on Tuesday about then-President Donald Trump's effort to apply pressure to Republican slate legislators, election officials, and even federal officials. The number of migrant encounters on the southern border has hit a new record, with over 200,000 encounters, according to the Customs and Border Protection. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The European Union is beefing up its code of practice on disinformation by enlisting more tech companies beyond Google, Twitter, and Facebook parent Meta, and adding measures to prevent online purveyors of fake news from profiting. The EU's Executive Commission unveiled an update Thursday to its four-year-old voluntary code that, together with sweeping new rules in the pipeline for digital companies, will step up its efforts to fight the spread of false information in the 27-member bloc. The House committee investigating the January 6th riot will ask Virginia Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, for an interview. Thomas said she would comply, according to the Daily Caller, a conservative news site. Thomas, a conservative activist, communicated with people in President Trump's orbit ahead of the attack, and also on the day of the insurrection, with hundreds of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol and interrupted the certification of Joe Biden's victory. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The Attorney General from the Wolverine State may have ruffled some feathers in a recent speech.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is being criticized by the GOP in her state for her remarks at a civil rights conference in Lansing on Wednesday. Nessel reportedly told the audience that, quote, drag queens make everything better, drag queens are fun, drag queens for every school, unquote. She claimed she said it in jest. She called GOP gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon humorless when she tweeted about Nessel's comments. Dixon responded with, quote, will you join me to criminalize involving children in sexualized drag shows, unquote. Nessel did not respond. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Former President Bill Clinton appeared on The Late Late Show with James Corden on Wednesday night and discussed a range of topics, including his new History Channel show, the Clinton Global Initiative, gun safety, and UFOs. Asked what he misses most about being president, Clinton drew laughter and applause when he replied, Air Force One. If someone called you cheap, would you be offended? Probably not. When it comes to finding a good deal, 53% of shoppers say they're proud to be labeled a bargain hunter. More than half of those surveyed consider being called cheap a compliment. In fact, the poll found that the average person would travel an hour to a store if they knew an item they wanted was on sale there. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.